You know, last year, Irving-based Nexstar Media became the country's largest TV station owner. Remember, they bought Tribune, and so they've got close to 200 stations right now. They reach like 115 different markets, probably two-thirds of the households in the U.S. And now they're doing something that actually I thought was already being done, and I'm just wrong as it can be. Perry Suk is the man who orchestrated all this, put Nexstar together. He's the chairman, president, CEO, and joins us now. It's good to have you with us.
David, thank you for having me on.
Thank you. You know, I saw the news, and that you're going to start a nightly national news show during prime time, 3 hours, using your flagship WGN. I said, gee, you know, we already got three 24-hour news channels. What do we need? And I said, you know, they don't do news anymore. they're talking heads. You're really going to do news, aren't you?
Well, we are. We see it as, you know, with WGN America, our basic cable network that, you know, years ago had news on it, but it was local Chicago news when it was a superstation. And a few years ago, when it was transitioned to a basic cable network, it became a network of some original scripted programming, a lot of reruns, but no content that was intellectually, you know, no intellectual property that we owned ourselves. So we looked at this and said, okay, we've got a national cable network, and we one of the backbone assets of our company is we employ 5,400 journalists across the country, which is more than any other news organization in America. And I said, so what can we do with that and a basic cable network that is fully distributed with WGN America? So we came up with the idea to do a block of news in prime time, and this will be news from all around the country. I say it's basically news from the heartland for the heartland. It's going to be based in Chicago, not New York or not D.C. or not Los Angeles. So really serving what we see is maybe an underserved audience, but it's also every other broadcaster cable network in prime time has on entertainment programming or sports programming or opinion shows. There's no one that's actually doing news, and so that's what we saw as the opportunity.
You know, in the 24-hour, what used to be 24-hour news channels, have all gone the way of a slant. And I guess it started with Fox, and it got great ratings to be on the right. So then somebody else says, well, I'm going to be on the left. So here comes MSNBC. And when they're not doing talk shows, it makes you wonder about the news. Are you going to have a slant?
No. This is going to be right down the middle, unbiased. We're going so far as to hire a rhetorician or a couple of journalism professors to make sure that unconscious bias doesn't enter into our writing or storytelling by the words that we use. And not only do we think this is great counter-programming, but we think there's a need for this. I hear it from investors. I hear it from cab drivers. I hear it from my neighbors in Flower Mound. Just give me the news right down the middle. I'll make up my own opinion. You don't have to tell me how to think. And hopefully that will be the niche that we'll fill.
You've been on a tour of all of your stations all over the country. I would imagine there's a lot of budding talent out there, a lot of, you know, journalists that want to make it to the big time.
We think so. I think there's immense talent across the markets that we operate in. And, you know, we're not going to hire a Megyn Kelly or a Shepard Smith. My philosophy is we're going to make stars. We're not going to hire stars. I want to hire people that come from local markets that have Midwest or Southwest sensibilities and that represent, you know, culturally and diversity of this country. And that's what we're going to make up of the broadcast.
So you've got a couple hundred stations across the country, many of whom have newsrooms. So you've already got a lot of staff. How quickly can you turn this thing on?
We're targeting summer, and we think we can launch in July. A lot of that will depend. We're building a huge technical infrastructure, a feed room that will be able to look in real time as to what's going out over the air of all 197 of our TV stations. Plus, we have to build a set. We have graphics and all of that. So we think all of that, and people are working on it full-time all the time, but we think it all comes together by what we hope to be early July.
So this is WG in America. And it's on the cable already, and it's got to be everywhere. Does it incorporate back down to the affiliate level? I think of Channel 33, KDAF, your station here. Are they going to end up with some product coming that's coming out of this program?
Well, we think the communication could be two-way, not only if right. the big story is a shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, our station there is first on the scene, but, you know, we're going to be gathering all of that information, and there's no reason why we can't turn around as a repository and make things available to our local stations that may not make the national news broadcast, but may be interesting or meaningful to the viewers in Dallas or the viewers in Abilene or the viewers in Austin or Waco or any place else in the state of Texas.
You know, I watch your stock as the story. Hit. Of course, stock's already trading at historic highs. I think you made four new all-time highs just this year. This is a young year. But it rallied on that news. So there seems to be a lot of national enthusiasm about the idea of having a primetime news program again.
Well, a lot of it is going to be self-funded in that we have some expensive, you know, rerun programming whose licenses are ending, and so we're going to take that money and reinvest it in the journalistic product. So it's not a huge incremental outlay of capital or operating expense to make this happen. Again, the reason we can do it is we have 5,400 journalists already spread around the country that can be, you know, our first point of contact. They'll be on the scene before the networks charter a plane to get there, and they know the local community, what it means, what's happening there, and can give more context than just parachuting in for a big story.
That's going to be fun to watch. And also, we're excited about your plans for your flagship station that's here in North Texas that you've got.
More to come on that.
Barry Sook is the chairman, the president, the CEO of Nexstar with an exciting new program starting out this summer. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you for having me as always, Dave.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.